Aloha, everybody, and welcome to another installment of the Pod Squad. Chad Blair with Honolulu Civil Beat, and joining me today are two of my latest colleagues, and it's a delight to have, finally, an education reporter back on the beat. Hello, Suvan Lee.
Hi, Chad. I'm excited to be here. Thanks.
Well, I'm excited as well because it's a very important beat. We'll talk about that in a second. And a first for Civil Beat, also very exciting because I've been wanting to have a business reporter for the longest time, Stuart Yurton.
Hi, Chad. Thanks for having me here.
Thanks, Stuart. So these guys, this is our tradition. Whenever we have someone new come on board, whether it's an editor or a reporter or whatever the case, we like to interview them so that, you know, as you know, working from Civil Beat, you're more than just a reporter, right? Our face is out there. We've got to respond to comments and phone calls and emails. We can't just write the story and go home. So, Suvan, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about your background. Where are you from? Where'd you go to school?
Sure. I grew up actually all the way out on the East Coast. So I am a long way from, I guess, where I grew up. I grew up in the Washington, D.C. suburbs. I went to school out there. And after grad school, I began moving around a little bit. So I spent time in Florida, New York, most recently Los Angeles, which is where I moved from. And now I'm here.
I've got family in L.A., Culver City.
Oh, yeah. Culver City. Great, great area. I was in L.A. for about several years and did a couple of things there. But most recently, I was covering the law for a newswire service.
Excellent. Okay, yeah. Great. Stuart, where are you from?
I am originally from Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama.
This is weird. Are you serious?
I am serious.
You don't have an accent.
I know.
For that matter, Suvan doesn't have a East Coast accent either, you know?
Yeah, I don't think we really have Mid-Atlantic accents.
Yeah.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham, Alabama. Yeah, I went to college there and I left. I worked for the newspaper there when I was in college and left and traveled around and worked all over the place and lost my accent along the way.
So you did at one point have University of Alabama?
No, I went to a liberal arts college called Birmingham Southern College. I was an English major, but but worked for the newspaper, for the Birmingham News when I was in college and then stayed on after for a while and then ended up moving to D.C. and lost my accent there. As an editor, I was working for a New York newspaper, and he said, you know, your accent is kind of florid.
Florid.
So I mean, maybe you should tone it down. Too much. You should tone it down.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, so I quickly lost it.
Just briefly, that's the funny thing about Civil Beat. You find out these strange things that we all have in common as journalists. I was actually born in Alabama.
Were you?
Yeah, wow. Although Fort Rucker, it's an army base in the South. I left very quickly. My parents transferred to Germany. When did you come out here?
I came out here about 15 years ago.
Oh, okay. And then you and I have a commonality. We both worked for Pacific Business News.
I worked for PBN for a while.
But very short stint.
For a short while. I worked for the Star Bulletin for a while.
That's right.
And then ended up getting out of journalism. And I went to law school here at UH.
What? You have a law degree?
Yeah, I have a law degree.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You're using it. Well, that comes in handy. And what was your degree in, Suvan?
I majored in English as an undergrad.
Three of us, that's what I was going to say. We were all three English majors.
Yeah. Yes, all three English majors. Good.
Yeah. We've used it so well.
Yeah.
Well, let's start, Suvan. You've come at an interesting time with education. We now have a new school superintendent just hired. Earlier today, you were attending a press conference in which the governor signed the heat abatement bill. What's your goal covering education here? I mean, it's a very unique situation. One school district for the entire state. And as you know, we've had some challenges.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I've progressed on the beat and started to meet people who are crucial in the education system, I'm starting to learn a little bit more about what the issues are. And there's no shortage of them. So my goal is to... We've had education coverage in the past at Civil Beat, and it's been very strong and really illuminating. So my goal is to continue that track record of really holding public officials here accountable, of kind of looking into the data behind some of these trends, analyzing some of the numbers, spotting any patterns, showing how policy really has an impact on the ground, and just telling the stories of those out in the community who interact with the school system on a daily basis, because they're the ones who are either the beneficiaries or those who are feeling the effects of policies, whether they're, however big or small those might be. So that's my goal. It's a big system out here. I'm learning the ins and outs, but there'll be a ways to go.
Yeah, and we're talking K-12 with the DOE. Of course, there's the charter schools.
Right.
We have an extensive, a lot of private schools
well.
And then, of course, there's the university, the state system, as well as some private universities.
Sure.
So it's,
it's multivaried.
You're not going to lack stuff to cover.
Right.
Stuart, what do you want to do as a business reporter? Our first.
I really want to be able to tell good stories that engage our readers and also explain how the economy works and how industries work here. That's kind of the goal. Really, number one, engage, connect with people. Explain to people what they want to know and a little bit about what they need to know, whether they really want to know about it or not. But do so in an engaging way. I mean, that's ultimately it. And again, explain how the economy works here, how businesses work here, and ultimately tell good stories.
And it's more than just tourism and the military. We tend to forget that there are a whole lot of other businesses out here.
Yes.
Although two dominate.
And even those have great stories, great businesses to write about. There is a lot to write about, and I'm really eager to jump in there and start doing more work.
Okay, and if I remember correctly, you've also actually worked for state government for a little while.
5 years. So I spent 5 years after law school working for the Hawaii State Auditor doing performance auditing. It's not tax auditing. It's performance auditing of government to make sure that it's operating properly, doing some studies for the state legislature. If the legislature is going to pass a bill, it'll often want us, the auditor or someone, to look at the potential effects of the bill. So I would do some of those. They call them sunrise analyses and other types of studies like that, and audits of government agencies.
Well, it seems like a perfect transition to Civil Beat in so many ways. By the way, Stuart and Suvan, I noticed you're both sitting up very straight in your chairs. Nobody can see this because it's a podcast, but it appears that you've had some media training. Is that correct?
We are applying the media training right now in this very room as we sit up straight.
You're smiling. You're sitting up straight. You've got your talking points
down. I try not
to
fidget with my hands. Distracting, although no one can see it.
I can just imagine what it looks like. All right, just one or two other questions. Suvan, what's a story or a project that you're particularly proud of over the years that you've been working? Something that you look back to and say, boy, that was something that
I've
really
worked
special.
In several medium in journalism. I've worked for Newswire Services and more traditional media, and also for a culture magazine, actually, that is what brought me out to L.A. in the first place. It's a Korean-American magazine called Korean Journal, which actually is only all digital now. But one piece I wrote for them back in the day when I freelanced for them was a profile of a then-incoming D.C. schools chancellor, which is kind of like the superintendent role here.
What's her face?
Michelle Rhee.
Korean-American,
and she came in as a complete outsider to the very much struggling D.C. schools system. That was her task, to shake things up, and sort of she was considered a change agent, or as she was billed at the time. And so I got to sit down with her and ask her these questions, and the discussion ranged from her policy initiatives and what she hoped to do, and get to know her and her background, and so that was pretty neat, and that was back in around 2007. So it's been some time, but I really enjoy kind of sitting down with officials, getting to know them, and writing more kind of extensive profiles.
Oh,
so
very nice.
That was a story that was fun.
Very nice. I think she's married to like the mayor of Sacramento. Is that right? Former basketball player.
Yeah,
he's had his own controversy.
Yeah, it's very interesting kind of biography there.
All right, Stuart. Top that.
well,
you'll have to top that. Yeah, what's a scoop or a story that you got, that was special to you, that meant a lot?
Yes. One story that I wrote about that meant a lot was about the human cadaver trade.
What?
It started with a story about we learned Tulane University had at its medical school.
Louisiana.
Yes, in Louisiana. I was working in Louisiana for the Times-Picayune in New Orleans, and found out that the Tulane had medical school, old medical school, had more bodies than it needed for its for its students studying anatomy. So it was selling these extra bodies to this sort of shady middleman who was then taking them and selling them all over the place for all kinds of things. Some of these bodies ended up with the U.S. Army, which blew them up in landmine experiments.
What?
So the Army was taking these bodies from Tulane. People thought they were donating their bodies to science or medical students to study anatomy. And instead, some of them were being blown up to test protective boots. So there was a good reason for it, but it was not really what people expected when they sold their bodies. When they donated their bodies. The only people making money from these, interestingly enough, and this was part of the ongoing coverage about this whole industry that I started delving into, was that, you know, you can't make money donating your own body, but other people can make money from your body, and they're making lots of money. And so Tulane quickly circled the wagons, didn't want to talk to me, but all of these people were calling me to find out what was going on. So those people became sources because Tulane was talking to them. So we ended up eventually doing some reporting, and the best piece was tracking a body and sort of not in real time, but retracing the body's steps from Tulane, where this man who had lived a great life as a kind of a swashbuckling engineer for big engineering firms, you know, all over the world, traveling, building big public works, massive projects, and, you know, he flew airplanes and everything, and he died. He wanted to donate his body to science, and his body ended up at a medical conference in Colorado at a hotel where doctors were going and getting to, cutting up the body, supposedly to put in artificial knees or something. That's what we were told. Then it ended up back at Tulane, and the family identified it. So we traced this whole body and told the story about why there's a market for these things, for the human cadavers. There's all kind of reasons people use them, and it was a good piece, and well, it was interesting.
Yeah. I have nowhere idea where to go next. you should see April, our producer. She's in the other room, and there's this glass window that we can see her, and she was wrapped. And it really, I'm just glad we got you guys here because it's going to be some good storytelling. My final question for you is, you know, we're all reporters, and I'm going to instead let you ask me a question.
Well, okay. I'll go first. Chad, I'm just amazed at how many places you've lived just around the country. You know, I'm just learning a lot about just the places you've spent time. I guess, is there anywhere that you haven't been that you would love to go to?
Oh, there's too many places. And I was lucky. My parents traveled a lot. Dad was in the military and then some contract work. Africa, the entire continent, mm-hmm. I want to see. India,
sure.
Japan, I mean, they're probably the top of my list. And I've been to a lot of places, but it's kind of hard to, I don't know, I'll find some time.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah.
No. Kind of gets harder when you get older. You don't have quite the flexibility and everything.
Right.
Or maybe it's just you get scared or something. Thank you.
Cool.
Stuart.
So, Chad, I understand you play guitar really well, and I'm curious, what's a song?
It's true, really, really well.
What is a song in your repertoire that you really like to play? Doesn't have to be your favorite, but what's one you like to jam on?
Oh, geez. The band that we play in, Jeff Said No, is the name of the band, and you can catch us online, Facebook or something like that. We do some Grateful Dead and Allman Brothers songs. And I know that's old school.
Jam band.
It is.
I
like jam bands. I like being able to just kind of go off and step away from the script, from the structure of the song.
How about If I Had a Gun for Every Ace I've Drawn, I Could Arm a Town the Size of Abilene?
You must be from the South.
That's a Grateful Dead song.
It is. It's a great. I'm impressed that you know that song. Wow.
Now, can you sing that?
No one wants to hear that.
All right. We're going to call it a pod squad. Suvan Lee, education reporter. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Stuart Yurton, business reporter. Thank you.
Thank you, Chad.
And thank you. You can visit us out there in the internet world at civilbeat.org and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And for the Pod Squad and for Honolulu Civil Beat, this is Chad Blair. Take care and aloha.